Happy Thursday. This is Listener Mail.
This is from Emily. I enjoy the podcast and your friendship with Ben. You know what? I do too. What was it like in love scenes? Like Mackenzie and Galen being in the bathtub together for a bunch of episodes. Seems like those love scenes would be better if you were comfortable with your on-screen lover scene partner. And how would you keep the heavy makeup fresh in water scenes? My mom watched the show when I was a kid, and I tried to watch it as an adult, but found it mostly unwatchable. And I agree with Natalie that it went to a dark place in the later seasons. Too dark. Also, nice job on the unicorn, Natalie.
Thanks, Travis and Emily.
Yeah. She says, I'll check out Young Sheldon. Oh, yeah. Check it out. You have a great day. Emily, thank you for your questions. So the love scenes. Yeah, the love scenes are never, never comfortable. And you're absolutely right. It does make a difference when you get along with someone. Lindsay and I got along very well. We got along very well. And as everyone knows, Nell and I did too. Everyone who listens to the show. So that I was very lucky that way. But, you know, I had stuff I had to do with Sarah Chalk. She was awesome to work with. I've been very fortunate in my female co-actors. I've been very fortunate in that way most of the time. There's a couple.
Am I one of them?
No, you're not. I just said.
Okay.
That is big. It's always uncomfortable. It's always strange because you kiss and then they say cut and then you just kind of hang out.
Yeah, it's weird. It's never not going to be weird. It gets less weird the more you do it with the same person. Mm-hmm. Because there's this almost, it's weird. It's like there's this surrogacy, like they become your surrogate partner without the feelings.
Yeah, because you have to act intimate with them.
Yeah, so you become very comfortable after a certain point making out with them, but also, it's kind of like marriage.
It's your job. It's your job to kiss this person every day and say,
I love you, I hate you. So yeah, it definitely makes a difference. Conversely, it makes it infinitely worse when you're with somebody who's awful. Mm-hmm. Whether that be who's just an awful human being or, you know, not great at or oral hygiene. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. or just, you know, somebody who's inconsiderate or inappropriate.
Yeah. I mean, when I was doing my scene with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, you dropped?
Oh.
Something's on the floor.
Yeah.
That made a mess. That's a messy drop.
When I was doing my scene with Nicole, it was very awkward, but she was such a professional. I actually had a moment where I was watching her perform and I realized I had stopped acting.
And that happens with the big ones.
And I was like, she's so good. And then I'm like, Travis, you're not acting. And I was like, oh, right. But yeah, that was an example of being in a situation that was very awkward and you don't know each other and you don't have any kind of history and you're just like, okay, here we go.
Do you find, Travis, sometimes in a weird way it's easier to do that, to just jump in and be like, okay, well, nice to meet you. Let's make out.
As long as the people are Nicole Kidman.
Sure.
Yeah, it's fine.
Fair enough.
It depends on who the scene is with. Mm. That's my point.
Yeah, as far as the makeup goes, Emily, that's a great question. And I, too, am often concerned when I have to do water scenes because the girl needs her makeup, you know. I did this is not Passions related, but I did an episode of The Detour that was, we were in the water the entire time, Jason and I. And
a whole day.
2 days.
Yeah, 2 days.
We spent 2 days, two 12 plus hour days in water. Our DP really, really tried to get hypothermia, but we forced him to get out of the water at one point.
Touch-ups?
Sorry. Yeah, I was just thinking about Walt, the DP, how great he was. Yeah. I love him so much.
He did Star Wars.
Don't worry about it.
And Scorsese movie.
He did Scorsese. Oh, he also did the Pump Up the Volume. He also did Shortcuts. No. Yes, did you do Shortcuts? Yeah, he's the best. Walt, he was so great.
We worked with, what's his name?
It's the touch-ups on the face.
Touch-ups when you're in water all day.
It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in a situation like that. So you just got to, you know, it's good
to do
a little bit of a self-tanner situation and hope for the best. In soaps, it's an environment that's controlled and you have more room to go in and touch up, and it's on a stage. So yeah, you know, you're also careful. You don't get your face wet. You try not to get your face wet.
I will say this, what happens, though, like Natalie's situation was definitely outside in the elements. When you're inside, like, you know, you gave an example of Luis and Sheridan in the hot tub, or, you know, when we were doing the prom boat stuff, you got those scenes in the morning and that water was chilly, but it heated up by the end of the day.
Because so, everybody was peeing in it.
Right. So it could be cold. And a lot of ladies could get cold. I know Lindsay and I had a hot tub scene early on, and I think she got a little chilly.
Well, yeah, because she didn't have any body fat. Little girls
but,
get chilly.
You know, how do you heat up? You can't just put a hot tub on you can, but, you know, just for a day.
Yeah, you do. You can. You put a hot tub on a soundstage, and you heat it up, and you do what you're supposed to do as a prop supervisor. And most of the time, people take care of us. But that's not what you're asking. You're asking about the awkward love scenes right. and the touch-ups, the important stuff, well, the makeup and the love scenes. The long and short of it is love scenes are weird. They're just fucking weird, no matter what. Even if you're, like, super into the person that you're having a love scene with, then there's the added element of, I'm making out with this person that I'm sort of attracted to, and 150 people are staring at us. So you can't win. But, you know, that's why we get paid the big bucks, the medium bucks, I guess.
Yeah, I want to bring up, Shannon asked a question last week about why Ethan stayed with Teresa. And, you know, I had my opinion last week, you know, after she's betrayed him. And you know what? I was thinking about this driving the other day, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to answer this question every week because there is just no definite answer. I was thinking about fate. Okay, people? I'm not a big fatalistic person, but...
Wait, fatalistic?
Fatalistic. That's not how you do that.
No, but I like it. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm not a fatal person.
Nope.
I'm not a fate guy.
Fate-ish?
I'm not a fate-ish guy.
Fate-toy?
I think a lot of people out there have experienced in their life, probably when they were young and first time in love, that there was this connection they had with someone who did not feel it. And they thought it was real and it was just inevitable that they would be together. And I think that's what that was tapping into. So I, you know, it's kind of I think of me meeting Natalie. You know, I never thought that it would end up the way it is. And she was mean as shit to me in the beginning. I did not like her. But, you know, I didn't walk around going, it's destined to be together. As a matter of fact, I basically fell out of love with her. And then we fell back in love. So, I don't know. But Ethan and Teresa, I'm going to say fate this week. Fate. They were meant to be.
I can't wait to hear what it's going to be next week.
Drug abuse.
Drug abuse, elder abuse, what have you, all the abuses.
Oh, that's good. You got me ready.
Thanks, guys, for the inquiries, and keep them coming. And bye. That was Listener Mail.